Welcome to Her Story, featuring a Black woman's work is never done. Written and narrated by Nadine Plummer.
Our ancestors labored in heated fields burnt by the edges of the sun. Their 20 hours spent slaving away, fading away into the grounds in which their feet earned their calluses. An expiration date of a year crowned her head like an unholy halo, her master's eyes waiting to witness her demise after each rape and sunrise. Neglected and unfed, her womb would ache for her young and her heart would break for the life that she never got to experience. The divide evident. The scales of blackness slanted in unfavourable favour of the black man that manned the cotton fields. Grandmothers who left their children behind on islands as they sought to find milk and honey of a new nation. The milk's sourness blistering their tongues, the nectar a myth of sweetness and nourishment which never existed within its golden glare. Britain, a disappointment to the soul. A lingering bitterness left in the air, dampening our walls that could barely stand. Leaving us crawling around the centre, praying to penetrate its force fields so that we would provide a life of potential and possibilities for our black babies, who barely got to suckle on our breasts before having to surrender ourselves to the workplace of white men in ivory towers. Windwash, whirlwind, her new salvation of betterment, only to find that her connections to her foremother's placenta would tie her to the impending harshness of Britain's almighty grip. Her Majesty left her hesitation at the palace gates with scissors in tow as she cut the cord of civility and replaced it with stereotypical labels of sexualized savagery, crippling us from head to the tips of our toes, binding our hands to mundane menial makeshift misfortunes, stripping our babies from our ample bosoms, watching our milk flow down the dank drains of disparaging discrimination. Our feminine backs breaking in labour, both in hospital beds and whilst we cleaned hospital floors. Our present-day backwards still only seeing us as pillars of strength, exploiting our ability to survive at all costs, twisting it into a taunting tightrope in which we must walk along as we juggle our children in one hand and tend to the needs of our men in the other, performing on a nylon thread with no end in sight outside of defeat or death itself. A second-class citizen, no pavement paved with gold, no recognition, no thank you or please, just empty promises of better days if you assimilate without objection. Going against your better judgment so not to encounter rejection, but we never belonged. Brought and barricaded into the corners, out of sight, out of mind. Dismissible but needed nonetheless. No blacks allowed decorating the crumbling walls and broken doors of unfulfilled opportunities. Persistence of resistance trailblazing through our arteries, pulsing through us, preserving our integrity. Our dear foe Boris and his collective of common house minions continue to call us back into these essential workplaces, white-owned spaces which cancel out our colour and pencil in their agenda of no surrender. We are not deemed worthy. Key workers now used as a misled term of occupational endearment. When prior to this, our only key was to work twice as hard, for twice as long, for twice as less. More working women of colour than work to go round. More prejudiced. We emigrated to a place that was disguised as the promised land, the mother country. Our female bodies migrate between racial margins so constricted that it steals our breath and exploits our mahogany vessel for pay that cannot sustain our basic needs. Colonialism trailed behind us, it caught up to us as soon as the boat docked the English shore, never letting us go, holding us close, keeping a vigilant eye upon its ebony commodities. Slavery redefined as service, our spines damn near broken, the sturdiness of our vertebrae holding the weight of the world, balancing the bodies of our black men, black children, Black Lives Matter. Carrying the white ideologies at the base of our necks as we struggle to look up and see our chances vanish into the pockets of the entitled indigenous British values. Unions unified in the intent to oppress us further. Black burdens with domesticated benefits. Blackness baselined as a generational curse rather than a bountiful blessing. Blackness blistering themelessly along the racial slurs. Blackness now a construct, a performance, not a profound significance of greatness and legacy in the mind's eye of the world. Alienation walking hand in hand with intimidation, but no reparations in sight. A black woman's work is never done. She prays. She loves. She gives and gives until her hands bleed. Her existence of simply existing becomes a token of her 50 shades of black, being enough to threaten the core of systematic structures past and present. Yet she pushes through, pushes more new life into her humble household, blessing her four walls as she actively breaks down barriers in equal measure, thriving and furnishing both her family's lives and homes each day with limited resources, and uplifting smiles even as she knows her home is not her home. But where to go? A question with fragile answers. Foreign in both lands, working to survive one in hopes of working towards returning to the other, even when othered. Torn by whips now, to be torn between places, roles, self. Yearning for a moment's peace, craving for calm, longing to be seen through a new lens, exchanging her familiar mothers and grandmothers for foster mothers just to be able to make ends meet. Forfeiting the nurture of her matriarchs for reductive greater goods, unsupported and stripped of any support that could lighten the laid load, yet never losing sight of her end goal. She remains whole, even when her soul is being quartered and drawn. Her new will to resist the turmoil she endures overflows like rivers meeting in one valley, surging through her, through us, reviving our sense of liberty. We rise up off bended knees, that would clean stained floors, no longer allowing ourselves to be forced to see a curated God in them and instead seeing the gravitas of godliness in ourselves. Claiming back our sense of pride in the face of their pre-proposed principles, our determination disrupting and dismantling the destructive domes of their design to contain us. We've worked too hard not to be free. We have birthed civilizations. We have surpassed social constructs. We have made ourselves smaller so that we could enter into rooms that had more than enough space to accommodate us in our entirety. We congregated in small communities, conceiving change to improve our lives and that of generations to come. And without complaint, we continue to soldier on because the reality is a black woman's work is never done. You may have won the battle, but the wars is ours to be won.
You've been listening to Her Story, produced by Single Mommy Fabulous, the podcast. We would like to thank Nadine Plummer for sharing her story with us. For more information about Her Story, please visit our website at singlemommyfabulous.podbean.com and click on Her Story. Thank you.